Good morning, and may it please the court and counsel, I'm George Verdelia. I represent Equitrac Corporation. Your Honors, for over 1 year, Equitrac has been under court order to give free advertising on its website to one of its major competitors without any evidence in support of the principal criteria for a preliminary injunction. First, there is no evidence that Equitrac was referring to anything other than CopyTrac service. It is admitted by the parties, both Promatec and Equitrac, that Equitrac's division systems auditing had the right to service CopyTrac equipment. That evidence appears at appendix pages 9 and 10 and page 38, the deposition of Mr. Kofsky, president of Promatec. There is thus no evidence of any intent to palm off Equitrac's goods or services as those of Promatec. There is further no evidence of likely injury or irreparable harm. I won't go through the statistical analysis that's contained in the briefs, but there were very, very few contacts made through the query that is at issue in the case, and now there are none.
Are there still proceedings in the district court?
Yes, there are, Your Honor, on the damages aspect of things.
So Promatec is seeking damages?
Yes, they are. It bears noting that Equitrac would be perfectly entitled to refer to CopyTrac by comparison sales, advertising, or by referring to this lawsuit, describing for its customers what the lawsuit is all about. If it put that explanation in its web page, a search engine would find the name CopyTrac. And then if you put the query into a search engine, it would arrive at Equitrac's web page just as easily as it would if there were a meta tag on Equitrac's website. I can establish that not only indirectly, but directly by showing you that at pages 27 to 32 of our appendix, the same thing has happened with Promatec's website. When you type in the query Equitrac on a search engine, it leads you, among other things, to Promatec's website. That is because Promatec has placed on its website information relating to Equitrac. We don't argue that they have any, that they don't have the right to do that, but that establishes that there is no irreparable harm because the same result would obtain as the result that Promatec is complaining about now. There's no evidence.
Who's the they you're referring to? So I'm looking at 8F27. What am I supposed to be seeing here?
Certainly, Your Honor. If you look at appendix pages 27 to 32, those are pages reflecting a search query where you put in the search query Equitrac.
Right, your company, yeah.
And then continuing from the bottom of page 27 to the top of page 28, it leads you to the CopyTrac website by typing in the query Equitrac. It refers to information contained in the CopyTrac website, Promatec website, regarding information contained between the two parties.
Okay.
So the query, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
And so what follows?
The point is that information that is properly on a web page, Equitrac would be entitled to place the name CopyTrac on its web pages to describe this lawsuit, and you would have no difference in circumstances. You would have a search engine put in a query for CopyTrac and result in arriving, among other things, at the Equitrac website. There is no irreparable harm arising out of what occurred here. There was also no need for any court order. Wholly apart from whether Equitrac had the right to have a CopyTrac meta tag or refer to CopyTrac on its website, Equitrac made the business decision, as reflected in the affidavit of Mr. Rickborn that is in the appendix. The business decision that it would remove the meta tag and advise the search engines that it did not want the query CopyTrac to lead searchers to Equitrac's website. The reason Equitrac did that is because it does not obtain substantial business from people randomly searching the internet for its business. The customers come to Equitrac's website, as set forth in the affidavit, after having been contacted by Equitrac salespeople. So they are directed there as a result of previous contact with Equitrac. It was not a business benefit to Equitrac. I note specifically that Promatec wrote no letters, made no phone calls to Equitrac to advise them of their complaints before they filed a lawsuit. There was no need for any court order. Equitrac did everything that could have been expected, assuming that it was not entitled to post this name on a website, wholly without any court.
Why are you bothering to appeal then?
Because the signage on the front page of the website remains. And there was no evidence supporting the court's order commanding us to put a direction on our website so that everybody who comes to Equitrac's website is told about
this. You don't like that, right. You don't like what he reported.
Correct. Balance of harms, it was an infinitesimal, if any, misdirection, and now there's none. But everyone who looks for Equitrac now, and everyone whom Equitrac directs to its site, will see an ad for Equitrac's competitor. I believe the balance of harms, along with the other factors, should have weighed against entering preliminary injunction.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Verdura. Mr. Borsia?
Would you please the court, counsel? My name is Jim Borsia. I represent Promatec Industries in this case. The one thing that I think counsel is missing is the difference between referring to a competitor in your website and placing your competitor's name in a meta tag. And that distinction has been made in cases. The most prominent is the Brookfield Communications case. And in virtually every case that has dealt with the meta tag issue, it said that you cannot place a confusingly similar mark in your meta tag.
The Brookfield court, meta tag?
Meta tag is HTML code that you place with your website that will actually allow searchers, when they search in and type in a name in a website or search in a search engine, to be directed to that website.
So
through
it's a link, you mean?
Not a direct link, but if you type in the actual...
I mean, you can't just click on it.
Correct.
You have to type it.
You have to type it in through the search code.
But it's a web address, is that what you're saying?
It's not a web address, but it is a way to get to a web address.
Why isn't it a web address?
Why is a...
So what would a meta tag be? HTTP www something, is that what you're saying?
It's actually what you place inside...
Is there a picture of it here? Is there one in the appendix or something?
I don't believe so, Your Honor. But
a picture is worth 1,000 words. So explain again what a meta tag is.
A meta tag
what
is...
What it looks like.
No, it's actually a word of code that you actually place on in terms of when you develop your website. You place in codes to be able to get your website directed to by people who type in search engines. Instead of typing in the name Equitrac.com, what Equitrac did in this case is they put in their source code the meta tag of CopyTrac,
our client trademark. This isn't something the computer user sees, you mean?
Correct.
Internal.
It's internal, correct.
So now what happens if I type Promatec, this invisible code is going to send me to Equitrac?
If you type in a search engine, if you go to a search engine,
right,
and you type in CopyTrac in this case.
Yeah, your trade name.
Correct.
Yeah.
That will send you to and refer you to their website. At that point, it will give you a link to actually click on directly and get into their website. So, customer would think at that point in time, possibly, likelihood, that CopyTrac is affiliated with Equitrac. When they type in the name, they click on and link, and it can go about in different ways. They could type in a search engine and type up CopyTrac and have a listing of all the websites that have CopyTrac. What council statistics show is, I think there were like 28 or so in the period, 28 links, where people actually clicked on directly into CopyTrac from a search engine link. But they could just as easily write down the web addresses linked to CopyTrac.
How did Equitrac do this? Did they write Google and, you know, AltaVista and these others and tell them insert this thing or what? How do you do it?
Well, I think it's actually when the website is placed up under the site, when the site is established, the source code is embedded in the site in terms of the user would type in or it's placed in the meta tags on the site when the site is uploaded.
You've lost me. How did Equitrack procure this meta tag?
They supplied it. It's actually when their website is established, my understanding is.
Equitrack's website.
Equitrack. When it is established, part of the establishing of the website is typing in or establishing source code. And through that, you use meta tags to be able to get your site to be directed by these search engines. So you would type in common new words used on your site, such as Equitrack would type in the word Equitrack. They would type in their product's names. In this case, they also typed in CopyTrack, which is our client's product and our client's trademark. So it's actually established at the time that you...
So it's their own website.
It's their own website, and they admit in this case that they intentionally...
Well, but they say they did it because they service CopyTrack buyers.
And that may be a fair use type of defense that they could raise in the case. Judge Shader rejected that defense. He distinguished between using someone's name in terms of servicing as opposed to actually placing it and embedding it as a meta tag. And the cases support that. The Brookfield case says using another's trademark in one's meta tag is like posting a sign with another's trademark in front of one's store. So you're holding up the CopyTrack sign when you're actually up Equitrack.
Okay, let me ask you another question about the relief. They're particularly, your opponent, they're particularly irate about the about this warning that Judge Shader required. Now, isn't that the sort of thing that ought to come at the end of the case?
No.
Is it really preliminary? I mean, preliminary relief is supposed to just maintain the status quo. Isn't it?
I think there is different types of preliminary relief. You can actually, in most cases, I think it is to maintain the status quo, but in some cases, you have to actually take steps to restore the parties to the status quo they were before. In this case, it was essential because this had been going on for months and months and months and months. Judge Shader, and we felt it was appropriate, to have this, it's not advertisement as counsel describes it. It is simply a disclaimer. And it says that if you were directed to this site through CopyTrack.com, through the word CopyTrack, that is actually our trademark. And it says if you were misdirected. So if, and counsel's point in this is that his customers are so sophisticated. And if they're so sophisticated, they're not going to be misled or given free, I think this is free advertising. All it's saying is, if you got to this site through CopyTrack, the way they spelled it, that's actually our trademark, which is a true statement. This is not advertising of our product. It's simply a disclaimer to ameliorate the effects of their use of our trademark in their meta tags.
And if you search for CopyTrack, that's not spelled R-A-C-K, you wouldn't get to this site.
Correct.
If you spell it with the T-R-A-C-K.
Correct. It would only go come as a debate, and they actually say they actually intended to spell it the way we spell it, but they actually spelled it the way that, the way track is commonly spelled, it'd be the common spelling you would spell it that way. So, that's, the situation that existed was, we had a situation very difficult to prove damages in these kind of cases. Very difficult to determine who would have been misled by this meta tag issue. And the relief that the district court found and used in his discretion was this disclaimer would help if there was were people who were being misdirected, would help that situation and point out the fact, truthfully, that this is our CopyTrack is our trademark. It's not a trademark of Promatech. Counsel says that there was no evidence. There was plenty of evidence. There was evidence in terms of affidavits. There was evidence in terms of deposition testimony. The facts in the case were essentially undisputed in terms of what happened. And counsel, during the situation with before the district court, made some representations that this situation, they'd done all they could. And because the search engines at some point in time were still sending people through this spelling to their website. But they made their bed in this case. They actually, by putting this out there at the outset, they created a situation that caused the court to have to issue the relief that it did. The court had discretion to do that. The standard is abuse of discretion in terms of the weighing of the injunction factors. The case law on using other competitors' meta tags or infringers' meta tags is consistent. You cannot place a confusingly similar mark in a meta tag.
What remains for the trial, the district court, trial on the merits?
I think the issue of permanent injunction would be one issue in terms of them not being able to use that mark as a meta tag in the future, and potentially a damages issue if we are able to establish that we actually lost sales or lost goodwill as a result of their activities.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the appendix to the appellant's brief just contains a December 20th order by Judge Shader, but there seems to be a reference in it to an earlier opinion of some sort.
We had submitted a draft order to Judge Shader that he had thought counsel had agreed to.
Oh, I see. So the December 20th order is the entirety of his analysis.
Yes, because he vacated the prior draft order.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Borsia. Mr. Verdelia, how much time does he have? 3 minutes?
I think all the court's questions about the operations of meta tags, which Mr. Borsia gave you his analysis, none of that analysis is anywhere in the record. That would have been very helpful questioning and analysis to be conducted at the trial court stage in consideration of the motion for preliminary injunction. The Brookfield case that he references in terms of using a meta tag, Brookfield case talks about palming off, number one. The Brookfield case also does not address the issue that I've raised here, which is if you have the same situation arise if you have content on the website that will direct you to a website as you do if you have a meta tag, then there is no irreparable injury because there is no difference in the result. The question about one other comment. Counsel made that if you type in CopyTrack today, it will send you to the website. That's not true. It wasn't true at the time of the court's order in December of 2000 with respect to Equitrack's meta tag. The meta tag was off the website 3 months before the order was entered. Equitrack had done all it could do, which was remove the meta tag from its website and advise all search engines that it was not interested in maintaining this link, I don't want to use a term of art improperly, this connection between a query and its website. It had done everything it could do. There was one search engine that had not managed to scrub itself by the time the court entered this order.
So if CopyTrack, TRACK, is typed in, you won't get to Equitrack?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to both counsel. Next case for argument, Turner versus Miller.